I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Okay, we've all come to expect connectivity and entertainment in hotels. And the good news is these options are becoming more common in other areas of the travel world. For a few years now, intercity buses have offered Wi-Fi on board. That may be one reason why the buses have become such a viable alternative to air and rail travel. Greyhound and Bolt Bus are upping the ante with entertainment systems. We're talking on-demand movies, games, and the internet at your seat. Wi-Fi on Amtrak is becoming more common, and the Canadian rail system is also following suit. And sure, it's no surprise that most airlines offer internet service for a fee. But what's the point if your device dies mid-flight? You want to opt for the planes that actually have power outlets to keep your electronics charged. That's why Virgin America is such a standout, because it has AC power ports in every seat, even in coach. Most airlines don't do that. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.